Welcome to Broadcast for Kids. Broadcast for Kids is dedicated to bringing world news and perspectives in Mandarin for the kids. Today is Saturday, March 23rd, 2024. This is Tiffany, your host. Today's program is World News, a special episode in English only. We have two stories from our climate change junior reporter, Daphne, and Ava, a fifth grader from Heroy School in Oakland, California, sharing her genius hour project on titanium dioxide. Please enjoy today's program.
Hi everyone, I'm Daphne. Since 2023 recently ended and we also just celebrated Lunar New Year, I would like to share some good news regarding the environment from 2023. Although there are many things we need to work on to improve and help our planet, people from all over the world are making great efforts and they deserve to be heard about. This podcast was inspired by Sam Bentley, who shares good news about the world through different social media platforms. Starting with our land, according to the BBC, the rates of deforestation in Brazil's Amazon forests fell by nearly 50% in 2023 compared to 2022. The Amazon is the world's largest rainforest. The act of deforestation leads to climate change because of increased carbon emissions, biodiversity losses, soil erosion, floods, and more. This is why it is necessary to stop acts of deforestation and have rates decline. Moving on to our bodies of water, in 2023, 4Ocean, a company that started cleaning the ocean in 2017, announced that they have collected 30 million pounds, which is around 14 million kilograms of trash from the world's oceans, rivers, and coastlines. Last, talking about our atmosphere, scientists from NASA and the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reported that the ozone hole is continuing to shrink. This is great news because the ozone layer, a part of our stratosphere, helps protect life on Earth from the most harmful sun rays. Thanks for listening, and I hope we continue to keep our eyes out for environmental news and what governments, companies, and people are doing to help change the world and our environment for the better. Happy New Year! Hi everyone, I'm Daphne, and in light of the recent presidential elections in Indonesia, I want to talk about what their environmental policies might look like in the near future. Indonesia is home to the world's third largest tropical rainforest. Rainforests are amazing for helping tackle climate change because they act as carbon sinks. Trees absorb carbon dioxide and produce oxygen, reducing global carbon emissions. However, in Indonesia, deforestation is very prevalent because of their palm oil industry. Indonesia is the world's largest exporter of palm oil, and presidential candidates for Indonesia's elections want to expand production of biofuels, including palm oil. This could lead to increased rates in deforestation and reverse efforts Indonesia has made to protect its forests. Furthermore, Indonesia is also a huge exporter of coal. Coal is the dirtiest fossil fuel and creates lots of pollution and increases carbon dioxide emissions. Despite the coal transition agreement called the Just Energy Transition Partnership, which aims to retire some of Indonesia's coal-burning power plants, in 2022, Indonesia's emissions of carbon dioxide increased by over 20%. With the presidential election in February, Indonesia's plans for becoming more environmentally friendly may slow down or reverse. The time for climate action is now, and we need to encourage countries like Indonesia to do so. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll continue to keep your eyes and ears out for more environmental news.
Hello, my name is Ava Iyer, and I'm in fifth grade at Heroy School. I wanted to discuss my Genius Hour project with you. Did you know that the majority of Europe banned Skittles? Skittles were banned because there is an ingredient known as titanium dioxide. Titanium dioxide can irritate your nose, throat, and eyes. It also causes lung cancer. Skittles are so unhealthy that many countries had to make them illegal. Same with M&Ms, except they aren't illegal. They also use titanium dioxide to make things shinier and brighter, and it actually appears everywhere from cheese to toothpaste. If you see ads of McDonald's, Burger King, etc., the burger's bun will always look shinier than it is in real life. That is because of titanium dioxide, and make things look shinier than they actually naturally are. By the way, did you know that the USA is the biggest consumer of titanium dioxide? and China produces most of it. Titanium dioxide is also used in sunscreen, lotions, eyeshadow, blush, and more. It performs the function of brightening and thickening cosmetics. It helps block rays of sunlight from your face so you don't get sunburned. But in this way, titanium dioxide isn't good for you. It's not good for you in any way. That is it for my research project. Thank you for listening.
It's quiz time!
Where is the biggest rainforest?
The Amazon.
What country is the biggest palm oil exporter?
Indonesia.
Why is Skittles banned in Europe?
Because of titanium dioxide.
Shoutouts of the day.
Hey, Broadcast for Kids. I'm Nicholas from Oakland. I wanted to give a big shout out to this podcast for making our family evening time so educational and fun. It's become a cherished part of our day, bringing us together for engaging, enjoyable learning experiences. Each episode is like a mini adventure that sparks curiosity and conversation with my children. It even reminds me of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, complete with its own fish painting. Thank you for creating such an enriching resource for our families. Keep up the good work and the good content.
Thanks to Nicholas for the shout out. And thank you for tuning in to Broadcast for Kids. We hope you enjoyed today's program. Today, we also celebrate Earth Hour between 8:30 and 9:30 p.m. We turn off lights in support to our Mother Earth. It is a way to raise awareness to climate change and excess usage of electricity and natural resources. Thank you for supporting this Earth Hour movement. Please like and share our podcast and leave us 5 stars. Until next time, bye-bye.